Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. You're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got Nance Gilmartin back on the show. As I said earlier in the hour, Nance is one of the most cerebral people I've met in a long time. She is a four-time Emmy award-winning executive, and she is the author of an outstanding book called The Power of Pause. She was once the press secretary for one of the guys that I still miss in politics, Paul Tsongas, the late Paul Tsongas, and she's our good friend. Nance Gilmartin, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much. It's great to be with you.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. Nance, one of the things that we're all dealing with and have been now, I've been saying that for the last 2 years, most of us in the marketplace have been through the desert on a horse with no name. You know, we feel we're ready to come out of the rain. We're ready to get back to happy days are here again. There's still a lot of challenges in the economy, and these challenges put a lot of stress and strain in little corners, little niches, little nooks of our business and in the relationships that we have. It puts a lot of stress and strain on them that we might not realize is happening. What do you think?
Well, what I'm thinking is small business owners and their employees are in the best position to make the most out of these difficult times if they will practice some intentional kindness, an intentional listening, an intentional connecting, even if it's a few seconds with a customer on the phone or with a customer in person, because people are so wired to snap, and they're living so fast and so compressed in what they have to do that the smallest little thing that can happen at the bank or when you're home and you get something that doesn't make sense from your business that you're dealing with, or when you think you thought you had a promise or a guarantee or a warranty or something was returnable, and it's not. So I think if we can talk today about my giving your listeners some shortcuts, some time-sensitive ways to help those hyper-fast, stressed people take a U-turn on the distressed way of life, I think they're going to be able to make the most out of these times, even when they themselves need somebody to give them a break.
Right. Well, you know, one of the things that I've been talking a lot about is I've used the term casualty list. I've said, you know, we've got to find a way to survive and somehow grow our businesses in this tough time without creating a casualty list. And that's, you know, by that I just mean, you know, you can't just ride your people into the ground. You got to pay attention to feelings. You got to pay attention to your emotions and to the way you handle the adversity. And that's what you're talking about.
Well, I'm so glad you mentioned a military analogy. I have had the privilege this past 6 months of working with the Army, and I've been working with the Army that you would never see.
An organization whose uniform I wore for 15 years.
Well, thank you for your distinguished service, because clearly it has made you more sensitive to the situations around you. And the general who brought me in to work with his senior officers wanted me to teach them about situational awareness on the spot when you're in the middle of something and they're not on the battlefield. These people are supporting the people who are on the battlefield and keeping them safe with the systems that support them. And what he wants his people to learn is, you may have all the facts. You may be right. You may think you have the information you need to make the decision. You may be trying to persuade someone that they're wrong or they misunderstood or you've got the right plan. It's no longer enough to win the battle and lose the war of relationships.
Say that again.
It is no longer enough by thinking that you're right to win the battle and lose the war of relationships.
I have been so right in the past. I was so smug. I was so confident. I was so self-righteous at being right. And I was so proud of myself, but I lost.
Well, and if you think about it, just keeping with what you said, there's so many times when your listeners are right about a situation with a customer. They know they told them that you can or can't do this. They know they
right.
gave them this instruction. There's a sign right in front of their dealership that says, if you buy it here, we will fix it for you for free.
Mm-hmm.
If you buy it at a discount store, we're not obligated to fix it for you for free, but we'll fix it for you at this discount price.
Hold on to that thought, Nance. We're going to take a quick break, folks. You know how this works. We're going to take a quick one. 20 Tail, right back with Nance Gilmartin. I told you we'd get smarter when Nance joined us.
Turn around and see you in a crowded place. Watch for the emotions on a guarded face.
As I walk along, little Del Shannon bringing us back. 17 Tail, I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to take the poll question on our homepage. When you go there, you'll see it on the right, and we ask a different question every week. And when you click your answer, you'll be able to see how the poll's going so far. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter while you're there. Check out my blog. We got articles, archives. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes. We got something that will help you there at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the body of work that we're amassing with our good friend Nance Gilmartin. Nance has been a member of our Brain Trust now for a while, and we've really enjoyed her, the information that she's been providing us. She's, in addition to many other things, she's also a fellow at the Florida International University Center for Leadership. Her book, by the way, is called The Power of Pause. And what we're talking about with Nance is the idea that as we strive to survive and to pull out all the stops and just to do whatever we have to do to make sure that we keep our companies in business, that sometimes relationships take a hit. And that's kind of what we're talking about, isn't it, Nance?
Well, I want to talk to your folks about what's going on when you're having to interact with those customers.
Yeah.
What's going on for us and what's going on for them. Because I want to help people realize there is no us in them. We have to find the we. And when someone is upset about something or they feel they can't make a decision, they're not even angry, they're just overwhelmed, and maybe they're about to check out, they say, I just can't deal with this right
mm-hmm.
now. Rather than trying to push or reassure them, really the counterintuitive but important response is, well, let's just see what we could do about one thing on your list there, or let's see what we can do about this problem, so that you're working on it with them together rather than trying to explain to them, which often can happen when we're rushed or we completely understand what they didn't get. When we try to explain to them where they went wrong, today customers have much less tolerance for
right.
anything that smacks of making them sound like it's their fault.
Because they've got lots of other choices. And one of the things that I've learned over the years, Nance, when talking to a customer, is if you'll just ask them in the very beginning, you know, tell me what's wrong and tell me what it would take to make you feel like that you know, you've gotten what you want. You're happy. And I found that's a very quick way to avoid conflict, because many times they're going to tell me they want less than what I'm willing to do. I mean, because I think so many times, whether it's a customer or whether it's a spouse or whether it's an employee or a manager, Nance, I think we preconceive what their problem is going to be, and we react to something that maybe doesn't even exist.
Well, that's a really good point, and I want to give your listeners another tool. If you were to ask someone, tell me what's wrong, some people can zero in on what's most important to them. Some people may take a very long time to tell you everything that's wrong. Before you decide that you think you know what will solve the problem, because the solution they give you may not be what they really want, it may just be where they start. So if you can say to them, so before we go on, let me see if I'm following what sounds like the most important thing to you, and you're sticking your neck out there to build a little trust, and you can say, and if I've got it wrong, feel free to correct me. So it sounds like of all the things that's gone wrong, what seems most important to you right now is this. If I have that right, please let me know. They will feel that you are getting it, mm-hmm. that you have paid attention. If you prematurely rush to say, we can do that, it can cut people off
right.
without having actually realized what they really
So you're want. Saying even if you're willing to do what it takes
yes.
to fix it, we should still let them, like when my wife talks to me, even if I know what she's going to say, I should still let her say it?
Yes, because it is akin, because communication, I wrote this down, is communication is interesting. Communication isn't tit for tat.
Yeah.
It's not ping pong back and forth. It's, okay, I get you, and then it's a cutoff. It's a communion. C-O-M-M-U-N-I-O-N is the essence of the word communication.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a union or an exchange of two things or more. And so if you can meet people in the middle, what it does is when people are upset about something, they're coming to you with a lot of energy. If suddenly you cut them off.
And this is rehearsed energy. I mean, they've been building this up. They've been talking, thinking this over in their head for a long time, haven't they?
Well, sometimes not only are you getting what's upsetting them about the experience they had with you, or maybe they're just frustrated, or they're confused, or they don't understand why it's so difficult. So it's not always conflict. It's just, I'm having a problem, customer, but I'm not necessarily mad at you. But you know what? Probably for most people, most of us are running into life has gotten to be more frustrating, no matter what's going on in our life,
mm-hmm.
whether it's the mortgage or our health insurance or our aging parents or our kids who are growing up at the age of 9 hitting puberty or something, the new technology or dealing with a neighbor or a friend who might be ill. So we have a lot on our plate, which means that when you ask somebody, tell me what's wrong, you may get more than you bargained for.
Right.
So part of what I'm teaching people is you have to remember that even on a good day, about 80% of whatever they tell you, you're going to misunderstand, and whatever you tell them, they're going to misconstrue.
Right.
So you have to insert a very powerful pause to say, let me see if I'm following you,
mm-hmm.
and feel free to correct me or clarify.
And don't say, no problem.
And don't say, I understand, because you never understand until you stick your neck out a little
bit. That's hard, though. I want to say that, Nance.
Yeah,
I want to say it. But don't say, folks, if somebody's giving you a problem, they really have a problem. Even though I know you're going to fix it without a problem, don't say no problem, because there actually is a problem. Stand by, Tim Till, right back with Nance Gil Martin after these messages. Stay with us.
Oh, I love you more. It took me by surprise. Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me.
Hello, Terry Stafford bringing us back. 7 Till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Nance Gil Martin, the author of The Power of Pause, also the author of Healing Conversations. And this book will help you be more effective, folks, in the work that you do, in the relationships you have with your employees, with your family, with your customers, especially those very important members of our communities. Nance, thank you so much for being here, and remind us where we can find you and find your book.
Well, please visit me at my website. It's Nance, N-A-N-C-E, Gilmartin, GILMARTIN.com. Or you can Google The Power of Pause or Healing Conversations, and you'll find me on Google.
So there are
a lot of articles on the website. It's free. If you want to buy the book, fine. Go to the library. Borrow the book. And what I would say to people as we wind up is, what I love people who have their own businesses or are managing people is, please take a few time outs, even if it's a minute or two with your employees these days, and check in with them. And Jim does a really wonderful thing for his authors when we're on the phone with him. He pauses off air and says, tell me, what can I do for you? If you can take a moment for your employees, realizing that they're as stressed as your customers, and support them in, how's it going with the customers today? What's one thing that I might be able to do? Do we need to change some of the ways that we handle them? Or do you have some ideas about how we might make their experience a little easier? And just pause and say, if you think of something, you know, later in the week or next week or any time, let's talk. Or what's on your plate these days? The more we pause when we don't have the time in running our operations to see how our employees are doing, the better they will be able to handle the more and more stressed out customers.
Folks, I hope you'll take what Nance's advice to heart. This pause thing, and it has many variations, doesn't it? It looks a lot different. It looks different in a lot of different ways. I mean, it's the pause in a conversation. It could be a pause in your day. It could be a pause in
take
a strategy.
A deep breath. You take a deep breath in front of somebody who's having a hard time, they have to take a deep breath too. It's almost
right.
Like a yawn.
Right.
It's contagious.
It is powerful, isn't it?
It is, and it's counterintuitive. So I'm telling you, if
why is it so counterintuitive?
Because we are wired to fight or flee. We're wired to be right. We are not wired to wonder, what don't I know I don't know? That's why I reinforce the power of a pause is the opportunity to go beyond what you think is right or wrong and to connect at a far more powerful level.
You know, when you're selling, I learned a long time ago, and I've talked about this before and written about it many times, when you're selling to a customer, I learned to try to after a customer, when a customer is speaking, I learned to try to count to three before I spoke after they were through. Because I found that what I would do is by counting to three, I would not only... The main thing I would do is I would listen to them better because I wouldn't be thinking about what I was going to say. I'd have those 3 seconds to think about what I was going to say. And I gave myself that time at the end, and I actually learned to listen to the customer better that way.
Well, and the good thing is a lot of people hold their breath today. We kind of live in a breathless world. And so if while you're counting to three, you make sure to take a deep breath in and let it out, you have a double benefit.
There you go.
The last thing I want to offer people is there's something called the Time Urgency and Patient Index, which is TUII. They can look it up on Google and read about the science.
TUII.
TUII, Time Urgency and Patient Index. It's being studied by cardiologists to look at what's causing people to have strokes and heart attacks. But what they did is they looked at people in the workplace, and they looked at people waiting for the elevators, and they looked at why are we so wired ready to snap? You know, why are we getting more impatient? And what I want people to realize is when you're pushing with somebody, when you're speaking quickly, when you're rushing them, when you want to say, okay, we can do that, okay, I got it, okay, I understand, you're pushing on their hot buttons. And you will get resistance. When you push a button like click or go or got it, it doesn't really let somebody breathe. However, if you act more like a, how do I transform their energy? You can be like a transformer. And you can transform the energy into something that is more positive. So if you pause, you get more positivity.
I like that. Hey, Nance.
If you don't, you might not.
Thank you for
being
here.
With that, I got to go, and so do you.
I know. Thank you for being here, Nance. It's always a pleasure. We always get smarter when you join us, and we appreciate it very much. We'll see you next time.
I look forward to talking to you before the holiday.
Nance Gilmartin, ladies and gentlemen. What a great addition to our Brain Trust. She has become the power of pause. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to want to buy two because you're going to want to give one away. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.